From JMIS, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, you had a word with Rod Drury on our behalf, which will be most interesting because I know he's putting up a reasonable sort of defence as to his big move on Friday.
Yeah, we spoke about this on Friday. We spoke about the reaction to the decision by Zero to quit the NZX or to delist from the NZX. And fair to say there was a fair amount of reaction over on Friday and over the week. And actually, Mike, I think when we look back on 2017, this is going to be one of the defining stories, I think, of 2017 in a business sense, because it's pretty major. Yeah, I spoke to Rod Drury on Friday, and I had speculated on Friday morning that perhaps there were other forces at play, perhaps there was more to the decision, but Rod assured me that from their point of view, they were being very transparent. It's all part of being a member of a bigger exchange and ensuring that all their trading liquidity is concentrated in one place. So if they move to the NZX and they retained a dual listing here, which is what I thought, you know, it seemed sensible, seemed what they would do, they'd effectively split the trading activity between the two exchanges, and they don't. They want to concentrate the liquidity in one exchange, and from their point of view, that needs to be the ASX. It said it really is a sign of their success on the NZX. So they're very supportive of what the NZX has done for them up to this point. He did say they feel like they're sort of alone in terms of the type of company they are and they want to be on the NZX. So they get into the ASX 200, gives them greater ability to attract global investors, get wider analyst coverage. Look, we may not like seeing Xero leave the NZX, but we do know why, and I think Xero have been transparent into why. I think it's very disappointing for the NZX, for the exchange here, though.
Yeah.
And it really does increase the pressure on them to deliver a vibrant exchange and to come forward with some sort of growth strategy.
All right, Singles Day, $37 billion. Yeah. Geez, I mean, for all the people in the world who go, there's no money about the place, $37 billion on a single day. What a record.
Yeah, no, work with me on this one. This is a number fest. I mean, it's just a number fest. I mean, and it's of pretty incredible dimension. You mentioned the number, somewhere between 36 and 37 billion New Zealand dollars. That broke last year's record. Now, to put this into context, Mike, and I'm sure you were wondering about this, this is more than the annual GDP of Iceland and Cameroon as well, actually. So that's good. You can load up pre-orders. So they had all these orders ready to go, which then flow through once the sale actually starts. And this produced this incredible statistic of $1 billion worth of sales in the first 2 minutes. $10 billion in just over an hour. Think of the logistics behind this, though, as well, Mike. 1.5 billion parcels have to be delivered in the next 5 to 6 days. And it comes back to a question, Mike, I asked. We had some visiting analysts here earlier this year, and I asked them, we're pretty fixated on Amazon, aren't we, and the Amazon coming to Australia, Amazon coming to New Zealand. Mm. We're forgetting that they're not the only game in town.
Exactly.
What about Alibaba?
Exactly.
What if they turn their gaze to Australasia?
It's a very good
Think
point.
Think of that.
It's a very good point. And what we'll need is we'll use our card to buy. Now, what are the card spending numbers tell us?
Well, card spending in October 2017, so spending on electronic cards. After all, who uses cash these days? Mike, sometimes do you ever hand cash over and you get that kind of hesitation from the person helping you? They sort of look at it and they go, oh, what's that? What do I
Anyone
do with that?
Anyone under 25, never seen any.
And they always need the till to work out the change. You know? Yeah. Anyway, $5.2 billion spent in October, up 63 million, or just up 1.2% from October 2016. So actually quite flat and not a lot of growth there at all. Only thing putting it into positive territory was spending on hospitality. So we're still going out to eat, consumables, spending on cars. Spending on durable goods, though, and that's stuff that lasts, down 2.4%, apparel down 4.5%. Look, I think there is a link between the property market and consumer spending. You know, when your house is going up in value, you feel wealthier. And plus, when people move house, they tend to buy, I don't know, you probably buy a new vacuum cleaner, other people might buy a washing machine or a fridge or something like that. Look, we know the property market is slow. Anecdotally, though, it looks like it's picked up a little bit. People I'm speaking to say the last few weeks it has picked up, and it'd be interesting to see whether that is actually a broader pickup or just people rushing before the rules change.
All right, mate, what are the numbers this Monday morning?
On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 23,422, down 40. S&P 500, 2582, just down 2. NASDAQ, 6750, pretty flat. FTSE 100, 7432, they were down 51.7%. Nikkei, 22,681, down 187. Shanghai Composite, 3432, not much movement there. ASX 200, they were down 20, or 0.33% at 6029. And the NZX 50, we were down 47. 7 on Friday, about 0.58%, close at 7974. One New Zealand dollar this morning. We're starting the week on the wholesale markets at 0.6915 against the US, 0.9042 against the Aussie, 0.5938 against the euro, 0.5251 against the pound, 78.42 yen. Gold trading at $1,275 and Brent crude $63.52.
Great start to the week. Well done. Andrew Kelleher back tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning in the Mike Hosking Breakfast. Get him at jmis.co.nz.